Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at a story from our friends over at Inspector Story.
Oh, yeah, I love that account.
Yeah, they find some pretty crazy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this one in particular, I think you're going to find really interesting. It's this real-life prison break with a twist that, I mean, it's so wild. It's like something out of a movie.
All right, lay it on me. I'm ready.
All right, so this is the Prison Break Coffin Conspiracy, and it takes us back to 1926 Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Our main character, Eli Lancaster, he pulls off this big gold heist, you know, but he gets caught.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and they slap him with a life sentence. So he's in prison pretty bummed out, right?
Okay.
But Eli, he's not the type to just give up.
Of course not. This is a prison break story.
Right. So he gets in touch with his cousin Marcus, who's also doing time in the same prison for theft.
Yeah.
And together they cook up this crazy escape plan.
I bet they were like poring over blueprints, you know, whispering in the mess hall and bribing guards.
Yeah, tunnels, bribes, the whole nine yards. They were serious about getting out of there. But then, get this, a flu outbreak hits the prison.
Oh no. In the 1920s, a flu outbreak in prison.
Yeah, it was bad. People were dropping like flies.
So did they have to scrap the escape plan?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But they actually used it to their advantage.
Wait, what? How did they do that?
Well, with all these guys dying, they're shipping out coffins left and right.
Oh, no.
And Eli and Marcus, they see this and they think, hey, why not hitch a ride out one of those?
Holy shit. That is dark, but brilliant.
Right. So they bribe a guard to help them with this new coffin plan.
Wow. So they actually pulled it off.
Well, that's where things get really crazy. So Eli's in the coffin, right? It gets buried and he thinks he's home free. But then he strikes a match.
Why would he do that? Oh, God, this isn't good, is it?
Nope. He finds the guard's body right there with him in the coffin.
What the hell?
And to top it all off, the stolen gold, the whole reason for the escape, it's gone. Vanished.
What? That is nuts. So many questions. Did the guard double-cross them? Did Eli kill him? Where's the gold?
I know, right? It's like something out of a nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to pick up in the next part of the deep dive.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to try and unpack this whole mess and see if we make any sense of it.
All right, let's do it. Man, this is like straight out of some crazy movie. You got the prison break, the flu, the double cross, the missing gold.
Right. It's wild. It really makes you think about that guard, you know?
Yeah.
What was his angle? Was he just greedy? Did he want to take the gold for himself?
I mean, that's definitely possible, right? He sees these two guys desperate to escape figures. He can cut them out and make off with the loot. But then why is he in the coffin, too?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Yeah.
Did something go wrong? Did Eli fight back?
Maybe. Or what if there's someone else involved? Someone we haven't even thought of.
Oh, like a mastermind behind the scenes.
Exactly. Someone who set the whole thing up, took out the guard and the prisoners, got rid of the bodies, and made off with the gold.
Damn. That's cold.
Yeah.
But it would explain a lot.
Yeah. It was, so we got Eli freaking out in the coffin with a dead guard, no gold, and a whole lot of unanswered questions. It's like a puzzle with half the pieces missing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And what about Eli? I mean, can you imagine finding a dead guy in a coffin with you? That's kind of mess you up.
No kidding. And the gold, is it still out there somewhere? Buried in the middle of nowhere?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll turn up someday. But until then, we're left with this crazy story and a whole lot of speculation.
Which is kind of fun, right? It's like we get to play detective, fill in the blanks, come up with our own theories.
Yeah, and this is where that idea of fictional narrative analysis comes in. Even though this is a real event, we can still look at it like a story, try to figure out the motives, the plot twists, and all that.
Yeah, totally. Like, we're analyzing a book or a movie, except this actually happened.
Right, and the craziest part is that this actually happened. Like, real life is sometimes way more messed up than anything you could make up.
And that's what makes it so interesting, right? The story, it's like, it's on the edge of reality. It could be true. It could be exaggerated. Who knows? But it makes you think.
Thinking about that guard in the coffin reminds me of that saying, there are two things you should never see being made, sausage and laws. Some things are better left mysterious.
Uh-huh. I get that. Sometimes knowing too much can ruin the fun.
It's like those choose-your-own-adventure books. We can explore different possibilities, come up with our own endings. And who knows, maybe someday we'll get some real answers.
Until then, we just gotta embrace the mystery. And remember that history is full of these weird, unexplained events.
You know, it's funny, I was thinking about Eli and his story. It's like when you're a kid and you hear a ghost story around a campfire.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably not real, but you still get those chills down your spine.
Yeah, totally. It's the thrill of the unknown, right? Whether it's true or not, it just grabs you.
Exactly. And even if people are a bit skeptical about Eli's escape, mean, a coffin, come on. It doesn't take away from the core of the story, right? A prison break, a deadly flu, a betrayal, missing gold. It's all there.
It's a hell of a story. And that's what matters, right? We're not reading a textbook here. We're diving into a mystery.
And Inspector Story, they just nail it. They find these bizarre historical events and present them in a way that's both informative and entertaining.
For sure. They've got that perfect blend of history and storytelling. And it clearly works. I mean, their Instagram is blowing up. People love this stuff.
It's like we all have this inner detective, right? We want to know what happened, why, who did it. And when we don't have all the answers, it just makes it more intriguing.
Absolutely. And that's what we've tried to do here, right? Dive into the prison break coffin conspiracy, look at the evidence, explore different theories. But at the end of the day, the truth remains a mystery.
And that's okay. Sometimes the best stories are the ones that leave us with more questions than answers.
So to everyone listening, what do you think? Did Eli pull off the impossible escape? What about the guard and that missing gold? Where did it go?
Head over to Inspector Story's page and let us know your theories. We'd love to hear your take on this crazy piece of history.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.